It says in Philippians chapter 3, verses 10 to 14, I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and somehow attaining the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ. The first line of the verse says, I want to know Christ. So our goal in life should be becoming like Jesus. He was kind, loving, forgiving, peaceful, perfect, even though that's not possible. There are so many more adjectives that describe him. But we as humans are not perfect and can never attain Jesus' perfection. But we can make choices every day to get closer and produce the fruit in our lives that proves we are good Christians. We can love, have and give others joy, have and project peace, have patience, give kindness, goodness, and gentleness, have self-control in all situations, and give faithfulness to people and God. So what choices are you making that make you like Christ? Do you need to reevaluate your life and make some better choices? Some people go to church on Sunday but spend the rest of the week forgetting everything they learned. Others say they don't need church and can worship God anywhere, but they don't do it. The most sincere Christians seek out God every day of their lives and ask for his help even for even the smallest things and ask for his help every day. I believe that's what God wants us to do, since the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God. The next part of the verse says we want to know the power of his resurrection. Well, praise God you do know this if you've asked Jesus into your life. You have the power of his resurrection and forgiveness if you are saved. All you have to do is ask, and he will forgive your sins and wipe them clean. Some of us with low self-esteem issues may think your sin is unforgivable. Do you think that God is not big enough to forgive all sin? Does he pick and choose which people are forgiven? Does he change his mind one day and decide that one type of sin is not forgiven and another type not forgiven the next? No, if you ask him, he will forgive your sin and it is gone. He forgives because he loves us, and he also can take away your guilt. If he is powerful enough to erase your sin, can't he wipe the guilt away too? For nothing is impossible with God. It says so in Luke chapter 1, verse 37. He can erase your sins and your guilt. All you have to do is ask. And if those sins keep coming back into your thoughts, ask God to keep reminding you that they have been forgiven because the reminder is from Satan and not from God. In verse 13, it says, forget what is behind. That is an important part of forgiving yourself and others. This does not mean you should forget what they have done and let them repeat their sins against you. But if they have asked for forgiveness and are making amends and trying to renew a relationship with you, you should ask God to help you forget their sins and give them a chance at a new relationship with you. Then it says, I press on toward the goal. So what is our goal in our relationship with God? Of course, it's to be with him in heaven. We do this by loving God first, obeying his commands in the Bible, and loving others on this crazy earth we live in. Again, this means making decisions daily that reflect your belief in God, not a relationship with the popular world. If you really want to obey the commands in the Bible, you need to read it every day to find out what it says. Sit down for 15 to 30 minutes each day and read a chapter, even a paragraph, to find out what God is saying to you. This is how you get to know him better. I even have a devotional that can help you do that. Just go to my website and you'll find it there. And finally, get to know the people God has put in your life so you can show them God's love. God bless you, friends, and thank you for listening.
I also have a blog at stephwritesforgod.com. That's STEPHWRITES the number 4, GOD.com. You'll find a list of my books there. I have one Christian fiction book, one
nonfiction
about improving your self-esteem, because God made you and you are his masterpiece. I have two devotionals also on Amazon and Apple and a couple other online sites. You'll find it all there on my website. Until next time, friends, God bless you.